Jason, if I tell you something, will you promise not to laugh?
Sure.
I miss Mike already.
Excuse me. Eggs or pancakes?
You know what I think? Well, I'll tell you what I think. I think you miss Mike as much as I do.
Honey, he just moved out 7 hours ago, for crying out loud. And it's just over the garage.
I guess this is something that all parents have to go through. Facing the day when their baby leaves the nest and doesn't need anything from them anymore.
Yeah, it needs a toolbox.
Basement behind the dryer.
All right, thanks.
Mike, have a meal.
Sorry, Mom, no time. I got tons of work to do on my place. And believe me, you guys will not be disappointed. I am taking to independence like Carol takes to food.
Still missing?
Good morning, all. The first Mike-free morning. I love it.
Behind the washer dryer.
Dryer.
I thought you moved.
I thought you showered.
Well, I have to change the baby. Carol, will you set the table, please?
But it was my day yesterday. Today is Mike's day.
Well, Mike has chores at his own place now. Some of the load is going to have to shift.
So how come every time a load gets shifted, it plops on me?
Carol, I'm trying to cook food here.
Okay, it's beneath me to complain.
Anything beneath you.
One word from you, and you'll wish, as I do, that you had never been born.
But I thought that now that Mike's gone, it's your job to insult me.
You got it, Jumbo.
Man.
All right. Electrical tape.
Living room and table drawer.
Thanks.
Oh, and Mike, just so we get this rental agreement off on the right foot here, you know that rent is due in
advance.
Yeah.
Right, thanks.
That would be today, Mike.
What, you mean like right now?
That rent is 50, Mike. You're 30 short.
Now, how the heck could that be? All right, I will be back in less than a minute.
Ha! He said he'd be back. He didn't say he'd have the money.
Mom.
Yeah, honey?
Hi, Chris. You know, Mom, what with me fixing up my new place and all, I don't know, I've kind of run a little out of money for food and...
Oh, of course, sweetheart. How much do you need?
Oh, just 30. 40 would be terrific.
Well, congratulations, Mike. Your first month's rent on your first apartment paid in full and on time.
The first of many, Dad.
Carol, I think you should consider having a little more faith in your brother now that he's out on his own.
Jason, do you have any cash? I need to go shopping. I just lent all mine to Mike.
Mike.
Hey, Dad, what's up?
You're scammed. Did you really think it was all right to borrow your rent money from Mom?
Yeah. Hey, could you hold this?
Mike, come on. Now, we had an agreement about you renting that we, agreed to. Now, here it is your first day, and you just...
You didn't say anything about where I got the rent money.
No, but
can you hold that a little tighter?
Sure.
Thanks.
Come on, Mike. Now, the spirit of our agreement is that there's a price that you pay to be on your own. And here you are, and right away, and you're splicing into our cable TV, aren't you?
Yeah, and you're helping me.
Mike, this is wrong.
Well, then don't do it. I'll just get banned.
We've got to talk.
What, now?
Yes. We've got to get this agreement of ours cleared up if it's going to have any future. If you're going to have any future.
Yeah, can we just talk about this later? I've got class in an hour.
No, we can't. We've got... You got a what?
Class in an hour.
Class?
Yeah.
Huh? Sure, no, good, okay.
Okay. Thanks. See ya. Hey, Dad.
What?
Look, I just wanted to say that I didn't like borrowing that rent money from Mom. It's just that, well, I really wanted to honor our agreement.
Uh-huh. Honor's good.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, see you later.
Well, what do you know? What do you know? What do you know? What do you know?
Jinx.
Listen, you know what Mike just said?
Mike's not here, Jason. You're hopping up and down all alone.
No, but he was here. Listen to this. He just said he was going to class.
Mike who?
Our son. That's not all. He also said that he wanted to honor our agreement. I'm not making this up.
Wow.
And not, he also apologized for borrowing the rent money from you so he could pay the rent.
That's why he wanted the money?
Yeah.
But he said that was for food. He lied to me.
He realizes it.
Well, of course he realizes it. He did it.
Calm down.
Well, Jason, I certainly can't let him get away with lying to me.
Oh, yes, you can. Wait.
I can.
He lied to you to honor our agreement.
Oh, and that's more important.
No, I'm just saying, look, that finally I think he's showing a little maturity and responsibility. He's actually choosing to go to class. And I think that's the direct result of us giving him a little independence and space, treating him like an adult.
Well, if you're convinced that your agreement is working, I can hold off talking to Mike.
It's working better than I dreamed.
Good. Now, I need cash for the market. Can you give me the money that I gave to Mike that he gave you for the rent? You know, Jason, if I didn't know better, I'd think that Mike just got out of paying his rent.
Well, can I help with those groceries?
No. Your timing, as usual, is perfect.
Not really. I was hiding in the hallway till I heard you close your trunk.
That's okay. Mike helped me.
Mike's still here?
And he was so sweet about it. I didn't even have to ask. I mean, I gotta hand it to you, honey. You were right. And wait a minute, there's a bag missing.
Well, we're gonna have his son missing, too.
You don't know he took it.
Took what?
What have we been talking about?
Talking about the fact that Mike is still here when he said he was going to class.
We were?
Yes, Maggie. He lied to me.
You seem upset.
Of course I am. Wouldn't you be?
I would. I was. I am. Let's go talk to him.
No, Maggie, wait a minute. Now, the easiest thing in the world for me to do would be to go up there and treat him like a spoiled child. But we agreed we're going to give him some room, some freedom. The freedom to fail.
We gave him the freedom. He failed. Let's go.
Maggie, no. There's got to be a way to get some action without violating our agreement. Aha! Hey! Oh, sorry, Mike. I must have got a little careless with these clippers.
Same thing happens with my baba.
Boner?
You one and only.
Oh, where's Mike?
Oh, you just missed him. He had a history class and he needs someone to wait here for a delivery.
I thought his class started half an hour ago.
Oh, it did.
Well, I guess a little class is better than none.
That's my motto.
Boner, you said you were waiting for a delivery?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Don, I wasn't supposed to tell you.
What else weren't you supposed to tell me?
Well, that Mikey bought a... Oh, no, you don't, Dr. Siva. You almost tricked me.
I was foolish to try.
Listen, do you mind if we don't talk anymore? Because I don't trust myself.
No.
Shh. Thanks. Although I gotta hand it to you, Dr. Siva. I think it's great you're letting Mikey move out and screw around, stay out all night and miss classes, and not yelling at him or anything. That's what I call being a decent father.
You have no idea what hearing you say that means to me, Boney.
I mean, my dad gets nervous if I spend more than 5 minutes in the bathroom. Can you imagine what he'd do if I spend $300 on a waterbed? Whoops. there, Dad.
Oh, hi, Mike. Long day.
Hey, college ain't no 9-to-5 job.
Hungry?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Oh, never mind that cold bologna. Nah, I saved you a plate.
Oh, thanks. That's mighty nice of you, Dad.
Well, a good hot meal will help you study.
Didn't all through high school.
So that's meatloaf, green beans, and potatoes?
Yep, sure is.
What's this? Your check.
You're charging me now?
Uh-huh.
But, Dad, our agreement includes meal privileges.
When you're on time.
Oh, so because I'm a couple of measly hours late, you're gonna make me pay?
Look, I'm not really charging you, Mike. This is an object lesson. I just want you to see that you have to be more faithful to our deal.
Dad, if there's anyone who is violating our agreement, it's you.
Wait a minute. You're the one who didn't pay the rent.
I did pay it.
Oh, yeah, with Mom's money. And we were going to talk about that, except we couldn't because you said you were off to class.
I did go to class.
Yeah, half an hour late. And why were you late, Mike? Because you're out there waiting for delivery of some damn waterbed that you bought with money you should have set aside for your rent.
What'd you do, hire some private detective or something?
Oh, come on, don't change the subject.
I'm not. The subject is that you have been acting more like a dad ever since I moved out than you did when I lived here.
Look, I gave you total freedom, Mike. Unfortunately, you showed you can't handle it. So now I gotta take it back.
Yeah, well, you can't have it.
Oh, what, so you don't want my help anymore, my guidance?
No.
Oh, wait a minute, just before you say that, Mike, just think. Think. Yeah, I could treat you like a stranger, like a tenant, with no freebies and no bending of the rules. Or I can treat you like my son. Now, yes, there's occasional interference that goes along with that, but also all the love and support. Now, come on. So what's it going to be, tenant or son?
I'll take tenant.
Oh, well, fine. If that's the way you want it, great.
That's the way I want it.
Well, if that's the way you want it, then that's the way it'll be. From now on, I have no son. Maggie, I have bent over backwards for this boy. I've approached him with love and kindness, understanding.
What's this?
Oh, nothing.
Students, meatloaf special, $8.95.
Okay, that's the check I gave Mike for his dinner. It was an object lesson.
Jason, you charged our son $8.95 for your cruddy meatloaf?
I could have charged a la carte.
Jason, you are missing the point.
How can you have this attitude when you know full well that the only reason he borrowed money from you was to buy that stupid waterbed?
Knowing what?
Oh, don't play dumb. I didn't mention that?
No, you didn't.
Well, I meant to. Okay, I should have. Can we fight about that after we fight about this?
Did you tell Mike that he can't waste his money on a waterbed?
No.
Then I will.
No, Maggie, look, if he wants to be treated like a tenant, then that's how we'll treat him. He has no idea what he's giving up.
Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. So at this point, Mike has his own place without paying the rent, he's skipping classes, and he has a waterbed.
And he's naive enough to think he's got it made.
Us three guys are gonna have great times in this bed. Shut up, bonehead.
Michael, I'm ashamed of myself. Man, when I heard you were moving out over the garage instead of a real apartment, well, I'll just say it. I thought you were wimping out.
Bite your tongue.
Hey, you bite it. But I now see I was wrong. You have got your parental units all wrapped around your little finger, you dog.
I don't have any units. My parents disowned me.
You lucky stiff. You know, this apartment ain't quite as big as mine, but, it'll do.
Yeah, well, you gotta share yours with your cousin.
Yeah, well, Dennis goes his way and I go mine. At least I still don't live at home with Mommy and Daddy.
Hey, I want to move out.
I'm just not allowed to.
Hey, you turned off the water. Hey, what's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Seaver, but until the tenant pays his rent, there'll be no water.
Oh, come on, Dad.
Well, your father's here. I'd love to meet him.
So, what do you want to do, Mike?
No, what do you guys want to do?
Hey, let's see what's on the Ecstasy Channel.
Nah, I'm having cable trouble.
Oh, no, Eddie, we can go to your house and watch TV.
Oh, sorry, guys, can't. My cousin's having a party.
Well, I'm into that.
All right, there's gonna be tons of babes there. No.
Well, I know, we can go to my house and see what my mom's got in a crock pot.
Oh, hey, I can use a home cooked meal.
Mikey?
No, you guys go ahead and do that family thing. I'm gonna stay here and get something happening with my half-empty waterbed.
I like to think of it as half full.
I like to think of you as a half-wit. See you later, guys.
Have a good time tonight.
All right. Yeah, this is great. I can do anything I want. This is living.
Hold on here, Ben. Come on, that's it.
Yes!
Swish! Almost swish. Good, all right, let's see how you do against a little defense. Ready? Up and in. Hey, great move, son.
Thanks for showing it to me, Dad.
Well, that's what fathers are for, spending some quality time with their sons. You appreciate that when you get a little older. And speaking of getting older, Ben, isn't it about time I raised your allowance?
Say, it sure is.
What would you say to another $10 a week?
How about we make it 20?
We rehearsed this, Ben.
So you will give me 20?
Well, there it is, lad, another $20.
Gee, being the oldest son, it's okay.
All right, that's enough.
I wouldn't be surprised if I lived here my whole life.
Don't get carried away.
Man, when I grow up, I'm never moving out.
Okay, it's about lunchtime. Ben, what was that?
I was acting.
Yeah, well, don't plan a career on it.
Gee, Dad, I did the best I could.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That was good.
Now that was acting.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
Yeah?
Mike?
Hey, Benny! Benny, come in, come in!
You mean inside?
Oh, yeah, of course!
But you said I couldn't come in under it. What a cool bed!
Hey, you want to touch it?
Oh.
Yeah, Benny, huh? Hey, so what's going on?
With me?
Oh, yeah, with you and, Mom, Carol, the baby, and, you know, everybody.
Well, Carol's in a panic because she gained a pound and a half. Mom's not talking to Dad. Dad's not talking to Mom. And I made $20. Is this thing legal?
Yeah, in some states.
Hey,
why don't you stay for dinner?
Dinner? I'm supposed
to... I got your favorite. Baked beans.
No, see, that's what I'm here for. I'm supposed to invite you to a family dinner at that restaurant with the 99-foot salad bar.
Family dinner? Who's inviting me?
I'm not supposed to say. Dad'd kill me.
Dad.
Oh, no,
Hey, don't worry, Benny. I won't tell Dad that you spilled your guts.
Thanks.
Well, well, Dad's inviting me to a family dinner. Isn't that interesting?
Did you tell Dad that you invited Mike?
I didn't tell him anything. When you're married, you'll understand.
Mom!
Did you get Mike to come with us?
I sure did. I got his beans, too. Boy, was I great. He even thinks Dad invited him. You know, Ryan's fun when you call it acting.
That's good, Ben. Sort of. Let's get in the car.
Well, what do you know?
Yeah, what do you know?
So you finally decided to join the... I finally did?
Dad, you're the one who invited me.
Wait, you wanted to be the tenant. No,
Dad,
wasn't
if
my,
you want me to come,
I'm the father.
So.
I'll talk first, okay?
Well, I thought I didn't have a father.
I said I was a father, not your father. And this father is taking his family out to a Saturday dinner. The question is, what are you doing here?
I invited him. Can we please go now?
What?
What? I'm not going.
I'm not going.
That's it. That's it. I am not going to stand here and listen to the two of you buttheads.
Did you hear what she called us?
Maggie, you're getting so excited.
You bet I am. And I should have gotten excited the minute you two started acting like tenant and landlord instead of father and son. I mean, what a load of poppycock. Pardon my language. But the truth is, Mike, you can never be just a tenant.
I mean, if it were that easy to get rid of a child who's acting like a total jackass. And let's face it, Mike, skipping class, lying, not paying your rent because you wasted it on a waterbed is being a total jackass. If it were that easy to turn your kids into tenants, there would be parents with renters in every home and every garage in North America and Canada. And Jason, what burns me up is that you know better. But honey, sometimes you got the temperature on high and nothing in the oven.
Well, I'm...
Don't interrupt me. I'm hungry.
Me too.
But I don't want to go out anymore. I want to cook for my family, my entire family, even the ones that are acting like major loons. Ben, Carol, out of the car. So I'm going to walk back inside, and I'm going to start dinner. And if the two of you are 2 hours late, or even 20 years late, you will always have a place at my table. No charge.
Boy, something's bothering her.
Boy.
I don't think she should have treated us like that at all.
Me either. I mean, she thinks we're being irrational just because we applied a little bit of logic to a very difficult, you know, kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of complex. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Yeah. So what are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going back in there. Not yet.
Yeah. Me either. I think I'm just going to go upstairs and eat my beans.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm just going to stay out here.
You're just going to stay out here?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it kind of cold?
Not as cold as it is in the kitchen.
Okay. See you later.
Yep.
Hey, Dad.
Hmm?
Here.
What's this?
Rest of my rent money. And not a cent of it is from Mom.
Really?
Yeah, or Carol or Ben.
Well, you cornered Boner.
You really don't know me at all, do you, Dad?
Now, Dad's got his arm around Mike.
He's probably strangling him.
No, no, they're laughing. And talking.
Thank God. Carol, set the table, please. For five. Carol?
Before I do anything, I want to make sure that they're actually getting along. Darn it, I'm sure.